Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
You seem to be worried about the president being chilled. I think that we would have a really significant opposite problem if the president wasn't chilled. If someone with those kinds of powers, the most powerful person in the world, with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes. I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
Yeah. Thank you, Judge Ketanji.
Justice.
Pardon me. This is why elections matter. Oh my God. You know, Chris, I always wear my sexy liberal shirt when we're about to do sexy liberal as Chicago tomorrow. I had to wear my abort the court shirt because, okay. Oh my God.
I'm back.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Oh my God. I told you when I came down here, I said, you're so big and loud and wrong and I missed you so much. Mm.
Sean's quiet.
Sean's fantastic. He's very, very quiet.
Well, but he speaks when he has a bon mot.
Yes,
he does.
He's smarter and funnier than all of us put together.
Yes. He just doesn't yammer on like I do.
No. I missed your yammering.
Yeah.
We missed you. Yeah, in fact,
I missed you.
David said too much pressure on you?
No,
Too much neediness? Too much clinging? It becomes needy and clingy in the morning. That's true.
You replace Gummy and Cokie in the morning?
Anyone that has two little dogs that stare at them all day long, now you know where I get that behavior, Jody. I just stare at her like this the whole show. It's all creepy. David says, hey, Mama, did I hear correctly? Sean's in nursing school. I guess that means he'll be qualified to change your bathwater someday.
This is true.
Mama had an accident. Sean, get in here.
You really think he'd do that?
He would not.
No, he wouldn't.
He would not. Just scared him off from ever coming. So you never get another vacation. Sorry.
Okay, great.
Neither do I then either, because he fills in for me as well.
Oops. Very profusely thanks Sean when he leaves. Also, that caller yesterday was too mean to Chris. I like his glasses and hair. You don't need to know what was said.
No, you can't drop that and run. What did they say?
I defended you.
Yes, you
I
did.
I don't know. Some biatch. I don't like his glasses and his hair. Something and muscles don't make you handsome. I'm like, yes, they do. In his case, he's.
Oh my God, people love that picture of you
was
and
she
me.
She body shaming me?
A little.
I don't know what
she was
doing.
Body shaming me.
I don't know.
How
she was
dare
doing.
She?
I said you are handsome,
I'll bet you
romantic,
she's fat.
Smart, funny. Oh my God. Wow, Chris is back.
You don't even know what she looks like, and you're already going there.
We love you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns, and you are very much missed when you're not here, as is Jody. Okay. Then I'm both needy and clingy when you guys are both gone. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what her deal
was. We have a party.
She waited until you were.
Glow sticks.
Yeah.
Disco ball.
Wait, when you're gone.
What? No.
Yeah, we totally. I mean, there's a disco ball.
I'll be gone Monday. I'm taking Monday off after we blow
the
roof
you'll see
off the Philadelphia Sexy Liberal. Jody Hamilton and Chris will be hosting.
You'll see the remnants.
So take that, lady. Have the courage to call in and tell Chris to his face. The hair and glasses are dumb.
The empty bottles of poppers on the floor.
Yeah. The glow sticks.
Sure.
Condoms on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Mirrors from the disco ball just on the floor.
Okay. All right. Well, The party's going to be in Philadelphia tomorrow night with Glenn Kirshner. What a time. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. JoJo from Jurors, Lindy Lee. We cannot wait for tomorrow night in Philly.
It's going to be so off the hook, you're going to put another crack in the Liberty Bell.
Yes. I'm going to get my Liberty Bell cracked, I'll tell you what.
Are you really?
No. Okay. I'm full of... Okay.
Yeah.
Joe tweets, every cable host saying Pecker is never getting old. Is it me? No. No.
No.
Me too. It's just Pecker joke, fart joke. Chris, this was made, this timeline was made for us.
I am living for listening to Wolf Blitzer say the word Pecker over and over.
Pecker's back. Oh, Pecker again. It's more Pecker today. Uh-huh.
Pecker, I hardly know her.
Not as just since Jack Cafferty's rants, because he's been this uncomfortable. Oh, no. Uh-huh. I got to say Pecker again. Oh, by the way, Jody. Jody's trying to, you know, steal my joy while you were gone, Chris. This was because this is who sent it to me. Steve in Chicago. Steph, thank you for reading my email about Dick Rivers on the Pecker Connection, should be a band name if it isn't already. The story appears in at least two places. See the screenshots below of George Conway's assistant Jen on Threads and Lawfare managing editor Tyler McBrien on X, Twitter, whatever. George Conway said, Pecker says he knows Trump since the late 1980s.
I know.
Did you see today in the courtroom? Can you point him out? Trump smiles in recognition. Pecker met Trump at Mar-a-Lago on the invitation of Dick Rivers through a client of Pecker's.
She had so much fun with that yesterday.
She's like, I don't think that's real. I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. He met Pecker through Dick Rivers.
Even if it's not real, you're going to report it.
Yes,
he did.
Listen, Chris, that Chyron under Nicole Wallace that said Trump afraid of Pecker leaking was not real.
So, no. Did you say it was real?
No, she did. No. She was accurate.
Okay.
No.
That was just bad Photoshop.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Okay. Beavis and Butthead cannot stop laughing. Steve in Chicago. Thank you, Steve, for giving me my joy that Jody Hamilton enticed the thief away.
I tried.
Yeah. She was a buzzkill blocker in your absence. Dick Rivers is real.
Oh.
Dick Rivers is real. So there.
I believe that.
Pecker, Dick Rivers. Dick Rivers, Pecker.
Did Pecker leak to Dick Rivers?
Oh, God.
Okay. If Trump is as incontinent as Noel Castler says, then he knows Dick Rivers for sure. to change the front and the back of the diaper.
Great.
Can I just say the Supreme Court? Can I say that? Can we just abort the court? Oh, my God. I just... okay. I thought it was me, but I, all over the threads and the Twitters, the Real Horse tweets, hi, Supreme Court isn't an actual court. It's six paid operatives pretending to consider arguments while overturning laws for money. Hope that clears up what happened today. Oh, speaking of Noel Castler, he's talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, if before he was POTUS, he had his executives get into a rental helicopter that crashed in the New Jersey Pine Barrens after being summoned to New York City while they were cooperating with a money laundering investigation into his casinos, would he have immunity? Just asking for
a friend, a country.
Can you imagine if everything ever comes out about Donald Trump? Oh my God. And Joe Walsh, our friend who's going to join us next week, says, remember, he's not demanding absolute immunity to protect the office of the presidency or for the good of the nation or for anything like that. He's demanding absolute immunity to commit crimes. And last one, Rick Stengel, the point is not how this case will affect future presidents. The point is that the defendant is a unique threat to the republic right now, and that's the urgency. Only if he is unpunished will we see his like again. He has just broken this country. This will break the presidency. Mm-hmm. And you don't even need to be a lawyer to go, how is that a private, you know, they're trying to go, oh, is this a private act or an official act?
There was a lot of splitting hairs yesterday.
There was. I mean, how is overturning the government of the United States or stealing classified secrets a private?
Official.
How is that official? An official act. Yeah. But God bless Justice Jackson and Sotomayor and Kagan. You're just... Because you hear them and you think, like, how does this even become partisan? This whole... Any moron would go, no, a president can't order someone to assassinate his rivals and have, like, what? I mean, we've made it, what, 200 and... What are we?
34.
Carry the 35 years.
Yeah.
Without presidents needing... Even Nixon. He was a crook and he didn't ask for this. That's why he had to get pardoned, as someone pointed out yesterday. Because, yes, presidents aren't immune to committing crimes.
And his attorney said, it would depend on the context of whether that was illegal or... What? No!
I love the attorney. At one point, he's like... she's like, that sounds bad. Well, yeah, that sounds bad. Yeah, it sounds bad.
It's never legal to call out a hit on somebody.
I know.
Ever.
I know. And you were correct on Twitter or Threads that you did need to give him a lozenge. He was wrong, and also his voice is annoying.
He's got the thing.
Spasmodic dysphonia?
I think so.
I don't think so. No, he wasn't halting in his voice.
True. It wasn't,
I thought you were
going to
say Polishness. That.
Well, that
I'm
too.
Sorry. The other thing, too.
And Kavanaugh said that, you know, pardoning Nixon, everybody agrees that was a good idea now.
What? No, they don't.
No, 15, and he says it right there.
Oh, God. Please, I'd like to hear Judgy Rapey McPerjury.
President Ford's pardon. Mm-hmm. Very controversial in the moment.
Yes.
Hugely unpopular, probably why he lost in 76.
Yes.
Now looked upon as one of the better decisions in presidential history, I think, by most people.
No.
Not really.
If he's thinking about... Well, if I grant this pardon to Richard Nixon, could I be investigated myself for obstruction of justice on the theory that I'm interfering with the investigation of Richard Nixon?
An argument can be made that it was a good decision to bring the country together, but it's not one of the best decisions a president has ever made.
The worst.
No. That's Jill Weinbanks. Ellie
Mastal. I thought Ellie Mastal.
Oh my God, his
yesterday.
Hair was going to get bigger and bigger.
And like three more Link from Mod Squad.
Yeah.
Afros were going to appear on top of his original one because. So he quoted Kavanaugh just saying that, and he said, "What? What? Who the thinks the Ford's pardon of Nixon was a good idea? When did I die and go to hell?"
I just want Jill Weinbanks to call in and go, bad idea.
No.
It quieted the country down
for a minute.
We wouldn't be part. You could argue
yes,
we wouldn't be here today.
It was a bad idea, but it was. I think it might have been maybe the right idea at that.
It started
time.
That stupid idea that for the good of the country. How is it good of for the country to let a crook get away with it?
It turned the temperature in the country down because
please, your party of law and order, suck my. Okay.
You wanted me back.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
I'm working blue and wearing blue today because, yes, I need some, I'm going to need some Sotomayor to soothe my shattered soul.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it at, like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain.
Yeah. This is what I mean about, is this partisan?
It shouldn't be.
This just seems insane to me, right? This is,
Ian Millhiser, our legal animus, said, well, today's the day we find out if the Supreme Court has gone completely bat insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the answer would be yes. Okay, Black Knight, our friend, just recapping. Can we take stock of what an insane 24-hour stretch we're in? Trump's lawyers want a presidential immunity for coups and assassinations in the middle of a trial where Pecker is explaining how they rigged 2016 for Trump, as the New York Times is pulling a National Enquirer and slanting their stories against Biden. I guess because they're in a huff that he won't do an interview, and so they're deliberately doing stories about his age. Thanks for the fascism, New York Times.
Yep.
As Trump's co-conspirators in Arizona were indicted for overturning the election, as Trump lost his bid for a new trial in the E. Jean Carroll case where he lost $80 million. Crazy. Yes, if it's you, it's particularly crazy stretch in a particularly crazy time in our... yes. Oh, Theo Chin on Threads must be a Stephanie Miller listener. Says, we are truly living in the stupidest timeline when the guy who refuses to admit he lost an election has the highest court in the land trying to decide whether or not he should be free to commit any crime he wants. Absolutely infuriating.
Yep.
So if you thought you were alone in your reaction to the Supreme Court yesterday, first of all, like Andrew Weinstein said, they've already botched this by taking it
so long to do it
and giving him the delay. And then they may even send it back for the, you know, to
remand,
the lower courts
yeah.
for some issues. And they're doing this, doing exactly what he wants.
Remand?
Yes,
it's a remand.
Remanding it back.
People
down to
felt
the lower
that it was
court.
Because you weren't here that I did not pronounce adjudicated correctly.
You did not pronounce it correct yesterday.
Well, grammar Nazi's back, so.
You said adjudicated.
You didn't pronounce it correctly last week either.
Adjudicated.
She said adjudicated, I believe.
Well, I am agitated about the adjudications.
Adjudications.
I believe that was with the Trevor Noah interview. She said adjudicated as a rapist.
You said that to Trevor Noah?
I was nervous. We don't get huge names all the time.
What is wrong with you?
By the way, Glenn Kirshner just sent me a picture of him and Robert De Niro.
I know, again. The two of them. They're like,
yes,
buds.
He did Glenn's event and he said he was talking to him about me and the sexy liberal and what he's doing this weekend. I was like, bring Bob along to New York Sexy Liberal.
He could be your guest.
Bring him along. Bring him.
He could be your plus one.
Panel with Glenn.
Right.
Okay. His plus one. Glenn's plus one on panel.
Glenn's plus one.
Here you go. Bring Bob. Okay, we have a Fugel Sangi and a Frangelican Friday and a Glenn Kirshner cherry on top.
But there's a lot to go over with Glenn Kirshner.
Oh yeah, I know. We only have him for one segment. Let's see if we can keep him on.
I will lure him into my
keep him on till
to my underground lair.